Happy New Now, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with you as always. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you'll be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, I'm super, super happy to announce that we have officially launched our new late-night style, consciousness-elevating video variety talk show, Optimistic, which features live visionary artists, soul-share interviews, retreat guests that come here to the Mystic Manor to join me and the interviewee on the stage during the last night of their stay, their week-long stay, as well as the show concluding with live musical performances. We're going to be releasing episodes every other Sunday at 11:11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you can go to optimistic.tv, that's spelled OptimysticTV, to join our watch party for each future episode's release or to check out past episodes. We're originally going to be releasing Optimistic episodes every Sunday. However, as a community, following the flow of what is wanting to come through in these unique and unprecedented times with so many of our soul family stuck at home craving connection, we have decided to move to releasing episodes every other Sunday so that those of us here on the production team at the Mystic Manor can free up some time and energy to help create virtual community for all of you P-heads out there. And we are accomplishing that aim by launching our new Mystic Manor online retreat and play shops re-membership program. It's going to entail live play shops twice daily, 7 days a week, behind the scenes footage here at the Mystic Manor each day, access to a Facebook group where we do short interactive 1 minute video challenges and reflect back to each other about our experiences, live Q&As with me and some of the other facilitators, and more. It's a super, super robust program. It's facilitated by over a dozen of us here at the Mystic Manor, and in an effort to support all you P-heads out there stuck at home craving connection, for a limited time, it is going to be totally free to sign up on our Patreon page, which is linked at optimistic.tv. Just be sure to fill out the form link that's located at the top of our About section on Patreon so we can make sure you have access. Otherwise, we're super excited to have you join in all the magic with us that's happening here every single day at the Mystic Manor and to expand our community together. Here we grow.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining Samantha and I today. We are back on this terrific, beautiful day, whatever day it is that you happen to be listening. And today we're not going to talk about current world affairs.
Woohoo! Yeah, we're done. We're over it. We need a pause. We need to press the pause button on that conversation.
Yeah, we need a little rest, a little break from it, and a change of focus because, I mean, we all know better that what we focus on brings attention to it and just grows it. So let's change our focus and let's talk about some good, fun, lively, beautiful things.
Yeah, because I don't know if you're like me, but over the past weeks, I normally don't watch the media or the news, but I dove so deep and I was on my screens for hours and hours and hours searching and researching and scrolling and doing all the things, watching these videos. And I literally gave myself a 4-day headache. And I thought, I cannot continue to do this. This is not healthy for me. It's not beneficial. It's not productive. Although I do believe it's important to seek the truth and to understand, there are limits. And so it is necessary. I feel like everyone's feeling it, just to have a little break.
Totally. Yeah, 100%. And, you know, I feel like a lot of us have been doing that. We've been paying attention. And I don't watch news. I don't even have television. Like, I have a TV, but it's a smart TV and there's no cable hooked up. So I don't get like real-time TV. But we still have the internet. You still get the news. You can still look it up. And I've been doing the same thing because I've been curious. But then that curiosity leads into, oh, now that's freaking me out a little bit because everything is so doom and gloom. And then I'm like, okay, stop it. Just stop it, because the awareness is there. I get it. I know what's happening. I don't need to focus on it anymore. I'm washing my hands. I'm keeping my distance. I'm staying at home as much as possible, you know? And beyond that, just staying in heart centers, that's it. And so let's focus on something else. Yes.
Yeah. You know, a lot of Dr. Joe Dispenza's work is all around gratitude, and a lot of manifestation practice is all around being magnetic. And gratitude is the frequency of receivership. It's the frequency of magnetism and bringing that in which you desire to you. And so I feel like this is a really great opportunity to look at what we've maybe taken for granted in our lives, to really anchor in that gratitude and appreciation for everything that we had, and to focus on that, to focus on what makes us feel good, what we can really deepen our appreciation for, and what we'd like to magnetize to us.
Totally. So what do you find that you feel like you've maybe taken for granted in the past, and what do you appreciate most out of life right now?
Well, it's something I haven't taken for granted in the last little while, because I used to take everything for granted. And when I got really sick, I deepened into gratitude as much as possible. The thing that I really miss right now is the ability to go see my grandparents. When I left LA, I had a flight to go to see you. And then from Arizona, I was meant to go back to Toronto to see my family, and I have not been able to. And so I haven't seen them in over 6 months now, and I miss them so much. And I feel like my whole life I took for granted that I could just go over and see them whenever I wanted to. And yeah, that's the first thing I'm going to do once I'm able to do that.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are going to be getting together as soon as possible, because I don't know about you, but a lot of people that I hear from are missing that physical touch. Like, you live alone, so I would imagine that you feel that too. I don't live alone, so I have tons of people touching me all the time. But those of you who live alone, I imagine that you're missing that touch, that just being able to hug somebody, you know? So that's the kind of thing we take for granted when life is normal.
Absolutely. You know, we're social beings, and
yeah,
connection and touch is so important. And so in these times, if we don't have the ability to connect physically with others, if you have a pet, you know, that's great. And if you don't, it's the time to connect with yourself. You know, self-massage is an Ayurvedic practice that is really beautiful. It's great for your nervous system, your lymphatic system, your immune system, just feeling good in your body. And so taking a little bit of an organic oil, or even if you don't have, just take any oil you have and, you know, use some essential oils, rub your body, get the energy flowing and connect with yourself. It can be a beautiful medicine in these times.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting too, because as I was saying that, I found myself touching myself. So yeah, that's a really great practice, because yeah, why not? Everybody is you anyway, right? We're all one. So let everybody touch you.
Yeah. I'm going to organize a big puddle.
That was a little too much.
Just let everybody touch you.
Yeah, no.
Be Erica coming on board.
Jesus, I don't know. I think I just got a little too, like, I don't know what the hell that was.
We swing from polarity to polarity, right?
I love everyone. I just want to touch and hug the world. Yeah.
We had some epic cuddle puddles going on at the Mystic Manor. Shout out to Damiana and Love, who host Sensual Awakening gatherings, and Petra. Every party she has ends up being a very, very silly cuddle puddle rendition of that. And yeah, I miss that for sure. The other thing that I really miss is, well, no, is that true? The other thing I slightly took for granted is just how easy it is to live in the world, how easy it is to go and walk into a grocery store and buy groceries, or to get on a train, or to hop on a plane and fly across the planet. You know, I've been traveling pretty consistently for 10 years now, and the ease in which we are able to move around, especially in the privileged world, it's something that I have a much greater appreciation for.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I think that we're all going to get out of this is the opposite of that, which is this appreciation for being at home. And also learning, because a lot of people are working from home now, learning that like, hey, I kind of like this. I kind of like having a little bit more time to myself because I'm not spending that time commuting and I'm still able to get my work done. And so I love like bringing in these new awarenesses of things that maybe we wouldn't have known before if we didn't have this opportunity.
Yeah, I love working from home. I love being able to do what I want. It takes a different kind of discipline. And what's really fascinating here is, you know, we've been taught and raised in the industrialization revolution, where our education system teaches us how to be employees. And we're not taught how to be entrepreneurs or freelancers or to create our own schedules or be our own bosses. And this is showing us a different level of organization and planning and discipline. And it's allowing us to self-regulate, which I feel is really, really powerful. It's, you know, it allows us to evolve and to grow in different ways. And I feel like there's a lot of benefit to this, what's happening.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's interesting as I say that too, because that was my life prior to what's going on now. And now it's taken a 180 where I'm working more than I used to. Like now I'm working 5 days a week, whereas before it was like two or three, and the other days I could do stuff from home. And so I think I was taking for granted how great it was to have all that time before. And now that I'm like, oh, okay, this is what it's like to have to work every day, to get to work every day. I know I sound so spoiled. Like there's so many people that work full time all the time. But I've got myself out of that lifestyle so long ago because it's more important to me to have time for myself, for meditation, for learning, for study, than it is to make more money. And so I can work for myself a little bit and have what I need to get by. And then I have the rest of that time for myself. And I think that we're all going to be able to get to that place to be able to do that more. And that's what we all need to do in order to really evolve to this new earth that is upon us and that we are just, you know, creeping into little by little every day, getting our toes wet.
Yeah, really deepening that appreciation for quality of life. You know, mm-hmm. I lived in Paris for 2 years, and there the maximum amount of work per week is 35 hours. Right? They don't do 40-hour weeks. They take 2-hour lunches. It's super chill. And they really have that joie de vivre, like that quality of life, that the lust for life, where they live it, they live well, you know, and it's not as economically thriving as say the United States. It's not the hustle and bustle. And so like, depending on what you value, it maybe isn't the same kind of thriving, but when it comes to spending time with your family and going out and enjoying a meal and taking your time, like, they know what's up. And it's just a totally different kind of lifestyle. And you know, so many of us are under chronic stress. We're in this chronic state of fight or flight, and our nervous systems are stuck in sympathetic, which is, you know, fight or flight. You can't rest and digest nor heal. And I feel like a huge number of the illnesses that we face are really due to this lifestyle, this rat race that we've prescribed to and been conditioned to just blindly accept. And we're given the opportunity right now to really look at that.
Before we continue, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about our new sponsor, BetterHelp. As you know, we do everything we possibly can on the show to help people shift their perspectives to help them lead a healthy and happy life. That being said, sometimes we really just need someone to talk to directly that can help us navigate whatever challenge we're going through at that time. And if you're at that point in your life currently, BetterHelp makes this process super convenient by connecting you with a professional counselor in a safe and private environment, either on video, phone, or via text chats. BetterHelp has licensed therapists that specialize in almost any scenario you may be struggling with, such as depression, anxiety, grief, trauma, or relationship issues. And if you don't like the counselor you get assigned for any reason, you can request a new one at any time. Best of all, not only is it a convenient option, it's also affordable. And if you use the code POSITIVEHEAD, it's even more affordable because you get 10% off your first month. So if you're hearing this and you get the feeling that one of BetterHelp's 3,000 licensed therapists could help get you to where you want and deserve to be mentally, head over to betterhelp.com/positivehead and be sure to use the discount code POSITIVEHEAD, all one word, to get 10% off your first month.
It's really interesting that you say that because before this whole thing started, my general knowledge of the metaphysical reason for getting a cold or a flu was because you were overworked and you needed a break. And so isn't that interesting? The whole world is overworked and needs a break.
If my girl Louise Hay was still around, rest in peace, Louise Hay. For anyone who does not know Louise Hay's work, please go out and get the book. Louise Hay,
You Can Heal Your Life.
Yeah, You Can Heal Your Life. It's just so epic. Louise Hay, I feel like if I was to channel her right now, she would be saying exactly that the metaphysical reason for catching a cold or a flu is because we need to slow down. And so the world is presenting us this opportunity to slow down and to introspect and to go within and to take that time and create that space to really heal.
Totally. And one of my favorite books about this, I love Louise Hay too, is Julia Cannon's Soul Speak, which goes even deeper into all of these things that happen in the body and the symptoms of the body and what they mean. And it's all based on her mother's work, Dolores Cannon, and her 40 years of hypnosis. So very, very good stuff. So if you want to know all the metaphysical reasons behind illness, yeah, that's another good one.
Yeah, it's so fascinating. What are the things that you maybe feel like you took for granted or anything that you're really missing?
Oh, let's see. What am I missing? I'm doing so much more now and I'm seeing more people and I guess what I would be missing is my alone time. You know how I am with my alone time. I'm very, very big into having that quiet time to myself, but I also realize that I've had so much of that now is my time that I have to be out in the world and sharing that, because I come across people who are super anxious and they're scared and there's stress and there's a lot going on. And all I really need to say is like, it's going to be all right. We're going to get through this. And they just feel so much better. I mean, it's simple little things just to have somebody remind you of that every day. So, I'm just grateful that I get to be out there talking to more people and helping to shine a light and dim this fear down a little bit. It's not serving any of us.
Yeah. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. Right. Mm-hmm. It's so important to trust that, you know, the true war in the world is the war on consciousness, and it's an energy game. And so if we all believe one thing in one way, well, the collective consciousness creates that. And so it's so important for us to anchor in the love, anchor in the light, anchor in the knowingness that it's going to be okay, that it is okay, anchor in the truth that this is all working out for us, for our highest good eventually, if not immediately, if not right now. And to really remember that, to have faith and to really do the work to anchor that in, you know, that cultivate that feeling of safety and security within ourselves and be lighthouses for one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I just had a thought too, like, what if this whole thing was orchestrated from our higher selves? I know that sounds ridiculous right now, but just imagine they said, you know, we got to give these kids a reason to take a break. They all need a break. They all need to go within. They all need to get in touch with us more. So we're going to put them on their ass. You'll be all right. We need you to get in touch with us. Like, what if they, who knows, you know, not the craziest idea, but you know, it's working. We're all getting in touch, going within. And now is the time to do it. And
yeah. It's so interesting. I just pulled up something from a girlfriend of mine, and they're talking about astrology. I remember that you said this a few weeks ago. I'm going to read it real quick. So it said, every astrologer has been like a broken record about this for some time. But for those of you who don't know, the last time Pluto was transiting the degrees of Capricorn that it is right now was the American Revolution. The last time Uranus transited Taurus as it is right now was the end of the Great Depression. The last time Neptune was transiting Pisces as it is now was when the major movements to end American slavery really started taking place. So this isn't a things will get back to the way they were time frame. This is a major turning point of societal evolution. And it's really cool. And in my podcast, I've been talking to people that are tracking it through human design, people who are tracking it through the gene keys, tracking it through astrology. And it's so fascinating that when you look at the charts and you look at history, how we're at very similar turning points as we were when massive waves of change happened in our world. So it's...
Oh, I love that. Yeah. And it feels like that, doesn't it? It feels like the world is never going to be the same, and for the better. You know, like, I'm not scared in that way at all that there's going to be anything to be afraid of. You know, I don't even want to go down those roads. I just know that I'm going to be living in this beautiful new earth where people are more telepathic and their hearts are open. And we all just get along with one another, you know? Yeah.
Yes. Speaking of that, Erica, I had quite a few of our fans reach out on Instagram. Shout out to everyone that commented, that reached out, that said hello to Erica through me. I had a few people mentioning that they would love to come to a retreat that we host. And so I'm feeling maybe like September could be a really epic time to do a holistic health and connection retreat.
Oh,
and we have epic people come together. We get super deep in the metaphysical. We go all the way woo-woo. We get out all of the tools and the technologies to really biohack and advance and go deep. We could have sessions with your QHHT. I can have, you know, my transformational sessions. I'm feeling it, Erica. I feel this is coming through.
Let's do it. Yeah. So anyone else who wants to come, let us know and we will get this together. September sounds like a good time. Unless I go to Bali in September. I'm contemplating it.
Ooh, the whole month?
No, but you know, I don't know. Doing two things in 1 month, Samantha.
Girl, yes.
Wow. That's a lot. Beginning and the end of the month. Yeah.
Aww.
No, yes, this sounds awesome. I so exciting. I would love to do that. And what do you feel about maybe Sedona for this?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to be in, well, if everything returns to somewhat the timelines that they might be returning to, I normally go to Utah in September, and so Utah is very, very close. So I would love to hop and skip over to Sedona since I didn't get to.
And excellent.
For anyone that follows me on Instagram, you know that I'm obsessed with cactuses. I have many, and both real and statues, all over my life. They're everywhere. I only comment in cactus stickers on Facebook. So we definitely have to get some cacti vibes going with our Sedona retreat.
I definitely think I can handle that.
I just have like the whole place just filled with plants and cactuses and crystals and dream catchers and oracle cards. Oh, all the essential oils, dark chocolates, the food will be gourmet. Mm. Oh, we'll have fluffy pillows.
Gotta have the fluffy pillows and blankets.
I'm so excited. We're gonna have them. Okay, it's official. We're hosting a retreat, friends.
Yes, and I am going to envision a place that is by the water.
Of course.
So, yeah. So we can have fireside music by the creek at night. Mm.
Yeah. All right. For everybody listening that wants this to happen, I would like for you to visualize yourself at this event, co-creating it with us, and just anchor that in, shoot that rocket of desire up to the universe, And, you know, we're collectively co-manifesting right now.
Yes. And all of us who are supposed to be there will be there. And if you don't know how it's going to happen, but you really want to do it, you just put it out there to the universe and say, make it happen. Just make it happen. That's how I roll.
Yeah.
That's how I literally do life. If I don't know how things are going to work, I just put it up and I say, make it happen, number one. And then I let it go. And then if it's supposed to happen, it happens. It always does. The universe provides.
All right, universe. Thank you. Thank you for making it happen. I am receiving. Yes. Yeah. I'm a yes.
Yes. And this is how we roll in this new earth that we're living in, that we're moving into gradually every day. We're already here, by the way. It's just how much do we realize that we're here, right? How much are we putting our focus in this new place? Because it's here.
This is bringing me to this other thought. You know, people always ask me, like, Sam, how are you able to travel to 30 countries? How are you able to run a mastermind of 150 people in the jungle of Costa Rica? How are you able to do this, to be on TV, to do all the things? And I'm like, I just do it. I have the idea. I say it. I figure out how to do it and I make it happen. I commit to my dreams and my desire is burning within me. And I just find the people. I search on how to do it. I seek mentorship and I do the things. And so for anyone, like, this is such a cool time where you can really ask yourself, like, what is it that I desire? What is that pull or that call in my heart? And oftentimes we get stuck on the, like, well, I don't know how, but that's such a diminishing statement. We get to ask a question. Well, who else has done it? Who can support me? Like, where could I find the answers? Because they're there. And so when you ask questions, you open up the possibility. And just know, people have sent rockets to the moon, right? Like, your dreams are possible, my friends. They are possible. And this is a time to vision. Create a vision board. Start to expand your possibilities for your life. This is what I want. I would love for people to, like, let us know, what are the things that you're dreaming up? What are the things that you want to be creating? And how are you going to commit to those things and really start to anchor them in and make the plan and then take consistent action, take consistent aligned action so that you can create what it is that you dream of.
Yes, because this time is such a huge manifesting time. Things are happening, like, immediately. Like, you guys, I was just telling Samantha about this bodily thing that happened to me a couple of weeks ago because I had a little energetic exchange that wasn't super awesome. And immediately it hit my body and I knew why. And it was teaching me this lesson that I had to work through. And the minute that it, like, became clear to me and I was able to finally, like, get it and release it, then the body symptom went away. So I immediately manifested it. And I immediately got what was going, well, immediately 3 days, got what was going on and it was gone immediately. So this is how quick things happen in this new vibration and in this new world that we're living in. And so whatever you want to do, you just see it no other way. Like, you see it in your mind and that's that.
Yes. Period. Yes. Okay. So I'm reading right now, Think and Grow Rich. Right, Napoleon Hill, and based on Dale Carnegie's work, and this is the secret that I think this 500 of the world's richest people that they use, and it's all about just think it, decide it. No plan B. There's only a plan A. If plan A fails, then you create the next plan A. But when you're kind of half in, half out, like, just not really believing in yourself, kind of timidly walking around in fear and scarcity. Well, what are you going to get? What is the reflection going to mirror back to you? It's like, know what you want, commit to it, go all in and believe that success is inevitable for you. There's no other option. And when you want something as badly as you want to breathe, as you want to live, you will create it.
Totally. The universe has to mirror it to you. Has to. It is our mirror. I mean, we all know this, but, like, you know, when we try to put it in practice, oh, it doesn't work. Yes, it works this way. If there's any doubt, the universe is going to give you it right back and just continue to show you the doubt if that's what you have, right? But if you see nothing else but just incredible possibilities, then you get all of those incredible things because that's all you see. it's just simple how it works. It's just our human self gets in there and says, nah, nah, no. But that's just Mr. Stupid. That's what Dolores would call it, Dolores Cannon. Our conscious mind being Mr. Stupid. And I like to think of it as the monkey, you know, the monkey mind that's constantly throwing poo. Like, what's that movie? Is it Madagascar? Like, throw the poo now. The monkey.
That's it. It's like, the inner skeptic, right? We all have an inner skeptic. And it's important to know that your inner skeptic cares about you and it just wants to keep you safe. And that's great. However, it is not a good controller. It's not the right person to listen to when you're wanting to manifest your dreams. Right. Mm-mm. So just like turning down the volume on that voice and turning up the volume on the voice that tells you that you are a freaking badass and that you can do whatever you set your energy to.
Oh, I love this dial thing that you just did because that's a really good tool. Yeah. Imagine a dial in your head. And if your mind is doing that crazy thing, turn it down, turn it down. And then imagine another dial that's going to hike up your higher self and turn that one up. You can do the same thing for your vibration. Like, we're all just waves of light and vibration, right? Just like radio channels. So just change your frequency, change the dial. Yeah.
You know, a lot of my clients, they say, oh, well, I just keep having this like voice in my head that I'm never going to do it. And I ask, well, whose voice is that? Who does it sound like? Oh, it sounds like your mom. Oh, okay. Let's just, when you notice that your mom is speaking in your head, turn her voice down and then source your own voice, your empowered voice, and turn that one up. And it's such a beautiful practice where you literally can take your fingers and in your mind, hear the voice, turn it down, and then seek your truth and turn it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great tool. Love it. This has been a good one today. I'm glad that we talked about fun, exciting, new earth, new life, happiness, and just manifestation, enjoyment, beauty. What else?
All the cactuses.
And all the cactuses.
It's a real obsession. Erica, I see cactuses and the joy that is brought to my heart. I don't understand it. However, it's like a little child walking into a candy store. It's just overflowing with joy. I'm going to tell a little story. So I know we're closing, but this one's good. When I was in Joshua Tree this year for the first time, I remember driving through and going into the desert and walking around. And I remember my brain, I kept racking my brain for when I lived in the desert. And I saw these memories and I was like, when was that? When was? And then I stood back and I said, like, Sam, you've never lived in the desert, like ever. This is your first time really being in the desert, apart from Utah, but... And then it was strange because I kept having these memories of a past life where I was this shamanic type of healer living in the desert and practicing in the desert. And it's crazy how in this lifetime, I have this insane affinity for cacti. And when I went, it all started to connect. And so why I share that is we like things and we're drawn to things, you know, for specific reasons. And sometimes they don't make sense right away. But tune into that and allow it to unfold because eventually you'll see why.
Always see why. And I like to call those things little puzzle pieces. They're these little tiny maybe threads of your tapestry that are just this little piece here, little piece there. And then eventually you can put them all together and it tells you your story and then it all makes sense. And you're like, oh, yeah, it's really cool. And I love that. You are surrounding yourself in your house with cactus because you love it. And so we should all do things like that, like surround ourselves with things that you love. Maybe it's just pictures of it, or if it's a plant like that, then beautiful, the actual thing. But to surround ourselves with those reminders of love is a really good way to stay in your heart center.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes. Thank you so much for joining today, Samantha. I love you so.
Oh, I love you too.
And we are going to leave you with a song today. This is Nako and Medicine for the People, Manifesto. Until next time, everyone. We love you all.
Positive heads.
And if you're feeling the call to come for a week retreat style Mystic Manor immersion, remember to go now and book your time to speak with me directly about stepping into the optimistic vortex at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon while there are still spots left. Otherwise, I look forward to co-creating magic with you at the Mystic Manor.
This is real talk. This is non-stop. It is loop now, tongue and mind played off the sidewalk, straight to your boombox. How it travels from ear to memory. Well, this is medicine. There's a message within, and each will find it in their own time. Well, this is music. This is how I use it. It makes you move and move the movement. This is how I focus. Knowing it's not hopeless, but it sure starts with me and ends on a whole note. Musical medicine, this is my healing for past and present, future things to come. See people stressing over space and possessions, out of fear and a need for visual aids of our abundance. Give me examples or something tangible, something I can get my hands on and find real meaning. Where is the medicine? Well, I've been searching, and I suppose each will find their own kind. Well, everything's at stake. It makes it hard to concentrate. And there are men who see a war and see a paycheck. Such different programming to live so fearfully. Terror this and terror that, terrible reality. There is no medicine on the television. So turn it off and turn yourself around. Let's just face it, the world's fucking racist. Even the most peaceful of us gets caught in the trend. To live cohesively is almost a fantasy. And we ought to know it starts with humbling our egos. What is the medicine for cultural wounding? Has its moments, has its melodies, has its time. Well, I was listening to the outgoing seasons about climate change and some of the reasons. When the sky opened like I've been hoping, and there came horses by the thousands, and there was thunder on their tongues and lightning on their minds, and they were singing this old melody from some other time. They sang, don't waste your hate, rather gather and create. Be of service, be a sensible person. Use your words and don't be nervous. You can do this, you've got purpose. find your medicine and use it. They sing, don't waste your hate, rather gather and create. Be of service, be a sensible person, use your words and don't be nervous. You can do this, you've got purpose. Find your medicine and use it.